Good morning. Welcome to Breakfast with Kent for Friday, February 26th, 2021, brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry. Dr. Mike O'Neill, the best dentist that there's ever been. Call him. Take control of your dental health, 817-849-2933. Good Lord. You know what? It's confusing because I've been a patient there the last 27 years, and he's the only dentist I've ever gone to. I only need to remember that one phone number, for goodness sake. How hard is that? 317-849-2933. Frank Reich spoke to the media yesterday. It's his availability for the combine, even though there wasn't going to be a combine, and it isn't going to be a combine, and he had some things to say. Kind of interesting. They're still looking at Quentin Nelson as a potential solution at left tackle. You move Quentin Nelson to left tackle. You plug in Danny Pinter at left guard. Do you feel good about that? Fans don't. The coaching staff, they seem open to it. So we'll see what happens. But it would check a box. If Quentin can play left tackle at a Pro Bowl level, you know what? It would be crazy not to put him out there. Because, look at what Bill Polian used to do, right? You pay for left and right tackles. You pay for a center. You plug and play guards. That's the way he did business. You cannot pay five offensive linemen top dollar in order to protect a quarterback. You just can't do it. You can't pay everybody a whole bunch of money when your salary cap is $180 million, which sounds ludicrous, but you can't do it. So if you slide Quentin out to tackle, everything sort of makes sense. If he could be a Pro Bowl level tackle, if you can project him as that, you got to take a look at it. Otherwise, you've really got to take a look at free agency for the left tackle position, because it takes a minute for left tackles to get really good, especially when you draft one at number 21. He also said that he really looks forward to having continuity at quarterback. He couldn't speak specifically about Carson Wentz, but he's really, really happy to have a guy who's not in the twilight of his career, or a guy who projects to be a career backup, or a guy who's going to quit on you in training camp as your starting quarterback, assuming that Carson Wentz isn't that guy. We don't need another one of those guys. But at the age of 28, Carson Wentz, if he can resurrect himself and be who he was 2017 with Frank Reich, or 2018, 2019 without Frank Reich, he puts the Colts in a position where they can win a lot of games. He wants T.Y. Hilton back, unabashed in his love for T.Y. Hilton. Wants T.Y. Hilton back, and why wouldn't he? T.Y. had a pretty good year last year on a pitch count, really kind of took off toward the end of the year as he and Phillip Rivers developed a chemistry together that was nice. How do you build confidence back in quarterbacks? He spoke about that in the abstract, and what he had to say was you go back to your fundamentals. You know, what do? Where are your feet? Where's your arm? You go back to the basics, techniques. That's how you build back confidence. Everybody loses his confidence from time to time, according to Frank Reich. You have to go out and get it back. That's part of the process of being a professional. Reich expects, you can infer from what his comments were, that Wentz is going to be able to do that. You can listen to virtually the entirety of Frank Reich's comments on yesterday's Inside Indiana Sports Now, which I posted on YouTube. And by the way, if you want that kind of content every day delivered twice, both Breakfast with Kent, this, and then the afternoon content, which is superb, I got to tell you. Hit subscribe, hit like, hit the bell icon, and be alerted every time we post something on YouTube or on Facebook. You can do the same thing like this, for goodness sake, if you enjoy the content. No combine, Frank Reich believes, is an advantage for the Indianapolis Colts because of Chris Ballard and his staff, that they're going to make it an advantage not to have a combine. Interesting stuff from Frank Reich yesterday. Tonight, Purdue is at Penn State. You got to win this game if you're the Boilermakers, if you want to keep your 5 seed, right? Joe Lunardi projects the Boilermakers as a 5. You got to be able to beat a team like Penn State, especially at their place, if you want to maintain that seed. It's not a it's not going to be a bad win at Penn State, but it would be a bad loss at Penn State. That game, 7 o'clock tonight on Fox Sports 1. The Boilermakers, like I said, currently a 5 seed. They've got home games against Wisconsin and IU remaining after tonight's road game in Happy Valley. The Pacers tonight at Boston. Boston's two games below 500, and Danny Ainge isn't happy. And Danny Ainge kind of implied that there's an effort problem with the Boston Celtics. That's bad news, according to Stephen A. Smith. Normally, I don't listen to him, but when he talks about this kind of stuff, I do. He said that this means Danny Ainge making that comment about effort, that Brad Stevens might be in trouble as a head coach of the Celtics. I think that the Celtics have expected to see growth with the Celtics that they haven't. Ainge has expected that. They haven't gotten it, and so maybe Brad Stevens is in trouble in Boston. Speaking of Brad Stevens being in trouble and what that might mean for a certain college basketball program locally, Indiana tomorrow at noon has Michigan. This is a game you would not expect Indiana to win at Simon Scott Assembly Hall or on the moon, on Mars, the way they played on Wednesday night against Rutgers, especially that swath of the game where they were outscored 57-22. You don't expect Indiana to be able to contend with a team like Michigan. However, it is an opportunity for Indiana to put up a win that would get the attention of the NCAA selection committee, right? And potentially save Archie Miller's job. The buyout's $10.5 million, and that ain't tip money at Indiana. Up in South Bend, they write checks like that all the time to make guys like Charlie Weiss go away. But in Bloomington, that's not the way they do business, especially during a pandemic, where that pandemic has resulted in that athletic department being underwater financially by about $40 to $60 million. Adding another 10.5 to have the coach not coach anymore, that's not the way Indiana University does business normally. However, if Indiana continues to play like it has, and the Celtics continue to play like they have, perhaps the timing is finally right to do something that makes a little bit of sense and would be universally hailed at Indiana as a success with a group of fans that are really, really hard to please when it comes to hiring a coach. Maybe the timing of Brad Stevens and Indiana University basketball could finally intersect. It could have done that 10 years ago. It didn't do that 10 years ago because the buyout for Tom Crean was absolutely stratospheric. At one point, I think it was $24 million. Archie, 10 and a half, that's not good. But if Brad Stevens were out there as low-hanging fruit as a replacement, I think you'd have some well-heeled donors, some graduates, say, you know what, where do I write the check to help make this happen? Indiana, 12 and 11. They're 7 and 9 in the Big Ten. They would have to win out virtually to avoid another non-winning conference season. They'd have to win their last three. That is a tall order when those three would come against Michigan, then at Michigan State, who has been resurgent since finding its sea legs against Indiana a week ago. And then finally, the finale at Purdue. You don't expect Indiana to win that game, but as soon as we expect Indiana to do something, they do the opposite. So maybe winning the next three is that next thing that they do, although they haven't won three Big Ten games in a row in a couple of years. So you know what? Hope for the best, fear the worst. That's being a Hoosier. Butler, they host Villanova on Sunday at noon. This is always a great game because Butler and Villanova fight their asses off when they play against each other. Butler, they're going to see if Aaron Thompson's going to be back. If he's back, I think that that Butler's got a shooter's chance. Former USA Olympic gymnastics coach John Gettert committed suicide yesterday after he was charged with 24 counts that include physical, emotional, and sexual abuse of gymnasts. He didn't want to be another Larry Nassar, didn't want to go through a trial like that, where a parade of gymnasts came in and pointed fingers at him and told him exactly what he did to them. And so he committed suicide. He took the coward's way out yesterday. They found him at a rest stop at about 3 yesterday afternoon. Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we? Greg Stanton, happy birthday. Casey Michelle celebrating a birthday. Max Allison, Steve Voivodis, Happy birthday and the great Vic Reichert celebrating the birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That's best done with an honest and specific compliment. Remember, hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, hit the bell button. Let's go. And later today, Inside Indiana Sports. Now, going to talk about the Hoosiers, that game against Michigan. We'll see. Who knows? Brad Stevens. We'll see. Who knows? Maybe the Pacers. They could help with a win tonight at Boston. Maybe, you know, push a little bit. I love Brad Stevens. I want nothing bad to happen to him. Don't want to see him get fired. I want to see him be a great success in Boston. One of the best people, one of the best coaches ever, ever, ever. We're not hoping for the demise of Brad Stevens, but we sure would love to see him come home.